This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Hee-haw! This is a press release coming from the City of Toronto, and it's a follow-up to the conversation we've been having about e-scooters for a couple of weeks on the show, talking about the BC pilot project as well as a pilot project in Ottawa. Well, this is Toronto's response to the pilot project with e-scooters being tried in Toronto. Now, again, not mobility scooters. These are electronic kick scooters. Toronto City Council has unanimously voted to reinforce the city's commitment to safety and accessibility by voting not to opt in to the provincial e-scooter pilot. Yesterday's decision by the council, which supports Toronto's Vision Zero Road Safety Plan and a recommendation from city staff, applies to both shared and privately owned e-scooters, and that means that e-scooters will remain prohibited on public streets, bike lanes, sidewalks, pathways, trails, and other public spaces. The city staff report was based on extensive research and feedback from the accessibility community, industry professionals, local residents, and businesses, as well as discussions with peer cities around the world. Council agreed with the report's conclusion that significant accessibility barriers remain and that safety, enforcement, insurance, and liability issues are unresolved for both privately owned and rental e-scooters. The city consulted closely with members of the local accessibility community and the Toronto Accessibility Advisory Committee to inform the reports and understand the potential impacts and implications that allowing e-scooters to operate in public spaces could have for people living with disabilities. City staff also found that e-scooters provide inadequate consumer safety standards and that there is a lack of protection for pedestrians. City staff concluded a review of injury studies related to e-scooters in other jurisdictions, in reviewing hospital studies from cities like San Diego, Los Angeles, Austin, and Tel Aviv, as well as cities in Australia and New Zealand. It was determined in consultation with Toronto Public Health that passing on the e-scooter pilot would help prevent potentially serious injuries on Toronto streets and sidewalks during a time when hospital and city resources are already burdened in a strained response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The city is committed to supporting other forms of micromobility, such as Bike Share Toronto, which has quickly and safely expanded its fleet to integrate public transit and introduce the addition of pedal-assisted e-bikes. The city is also working with stakeholders to support the expanded use of cargo e-bikes and their potential, as well as exploring other future or emerging options that do not negatively impact the safety and accessibility of the people of Toronto. I know, a lot of reading there, but it was a bit of a follow-up, a well-put follow-up by the City of Toronto to a conversation we've been having very often on this show throughout the spring. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.